Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello. Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. And this is sort of like a second part to the previous episode that we just did on attracting your soulmate clients with human design. You should listen to these together, I suggest. If you haven't listened to that one, go back, listen to that one. We're going to make some references to it in here because we're going to talk about finding your unique genius and discovering your brilliance through human design and how it can reveal your zone of genius. So if you've ever read that book, The Big Leap, it was basically all built around being in your zone of genius and what keeps us out of it. There were a lot of concepts in there. If you haven't read that book, it's fantastic. And you can read it real fast. It's not huge. It's a pretty slim book, but packed full of really valuable eye-opening ahas in that book than a lot of other books that I've read. Very succinct. But the concept of zone of genius really came from that book. That by people living solely in their zone of genius and really focusing their efforts in not their zone of excellence, not their zone of competence, and certainly not their zone of incompetence, that when you focus in your zone of genius, we could call that alignment, right? Focusing on the thing and being laser focused and staying in your lane, and your lane is your zone of genius. This is what I am better than anybody else at. This is what I am a master at. And what can often come from traditional branding when we're trying to build a business and we're trying to create offers and annoying coaches like me are telling you to go back and get more specific about your message, there can be this temptation to go and do market research and do whatever those people say. But if you're doing market research and you're paying attention to the problems that are out there, you're building your strategic message, you still have to come back and say, how does what I do fit into that? How am I uniquely positioned to provide some greater value than most anyone else will? That's the power of really knowing who you are. You can't skip that part. You can't skip the part where you really dig into what your zone of genius is. Otherwise, then you live in your zone of competence or your zone of excellence. Your zone of competence is going to be the stuff that you can do. You don't really feel like you're super great at it. Your zone of excellence is going to be things that you're really pretty good at. You're probably better than a lot of people at it, but it's not your genius. Your genius is where everything in the world just tunes out and you're like, I'm so good at this. I can do this with my eyes closed. I can do this better than anyone. I could do it forever without really getting tired of it. I could just do this because it's so aligned with who I am, with how I'm built, with whatever skills I've acquired. This is that magic moment where everything that I've learned and everything I've become becomes what I do, and now I can help other people with it. So in the last episode, we talked about the client attraction piece, how understanding the people that are part of this journey called your life can help you, and it does connect with your genius. You start to understand exactly who can benefit from your genius, but also maybe being around these people, working with these people, talking to these people that you have been around all the time. If you're doing the work with them, if you are surrounding yourself with them, if you are in the right places at the right times with those people, it will support your zone of genius. It will support your mission and purpose in this life, which is kind of what we're all looking for, right? I don't want to work for a big company. I don't want to be beholden to anybody else. I want to be this self-actualized person living a fulfilled life that I feel is in alignment with the greater purpose that I have on this earth. So many people, when I do human design readings, when I talk with people at events, when I have sales calls with people, people book clarity calls with me and we have conversations, I always ask what their desires are. And I'm going to say, 9 out of 10 times, there's something about I live and work in alignment with my purpose, and I'm helping people. But the problem with that, and the reason that they're booking a design reading with me, is because they're like, I don't really know what my purpose is. And when I say I want to help, it's things like, I want to help women feel more empowered. And that's not specific enough. You're still feeling around in the dark a little bit with that. So we're looking for the information of human design to answer that question for us. And the perspective I have is that human design starts to illuminate the path that will start to explain how this all comes together for you. It's very rarely I make this change and everything is better. You just start asking better questions about what your purpose path looks like. And you start to get asked very specific questions. So it can be very difficult to be specific when you don't quite know what your purpose is. You might know what you've studied. And this happened with me. I studied EFT and NLP. Through my own healing, I felt like I was called to do this work. So I studied emotional freedom technique. I studied neurolinguistic programming. Why? Because I had my own issues with the way that I thought, with my limiting beliefs, particularly around money, my emotions, dealing with my emotions. And now that I know that I'm an emotional authority, that makes so much sense. And having a tool like EFT to be able to work through my emotions moment to moment is priceless. But me selling EFT, that wasn't really working. I didn't have a specific enough message. I didn't know exactly how I was going to do it. And that's what happens with a lot of these certifications. We go and we acquire all of these skills, and then you think the skill is going to sell itself. But it's you that people are buying. They trust you to help them with a very personal transformation. If you're in this transformational coaching space, think about how personal a journey it is. The people are going to have to get very vulnerable with you. There are other people who teach what you teach, who do what you do, but only one person is going to do it like you. But how do you understand that? How do you understand deeply what your zone of genius is? You have this big realm of personal development. We have this big realm of online coaching. We have this big realm of online services and service providers. We have this huge industry. How do we carve out our little niche in it? How do we do that? We do that like we talked about in the last episode, which is helping the right people and starting to tailor our message to the right people. But then we also have this other aspect of doing what we were born to do. So what are you born to do? And how do you find that in the human design chart? We're going to go deep into this inside my workshop that's coming up on the 8th of April. This starts. This episode will air while we are in the middle of that workshop. So please join us. You still have time. There are replays up. You can still join us for the remainder. And if you're listening to this anytime before April 16th, you can get in on the replays with us. The Authority Accelerator Masterclass, where I'm showing you the energetic, human design, and strategic elements it takes to grow a six-figure plus business and to become an authority in your space. This is how we create a profitable business that's also aligned, not just aligned and not just profitable. We want both. So that's a sustainable business that feels like it's pulling us along the path to our purpose. And we get to get paid to be who we are, basically. And we set up the systems that help us get paid to be who we are and to do what we were born to do. So if that interests you, join us in that masterclass. DM me the word masterclass on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. We'll register you right there in the DMs, or go to NicoleLano.com/masterclass and you can register on the website. So how do we find our genius in the human design chart? Now, our genius is a combination of everything. So when I'm in a reading with somebody, what am I looking for? I'm looking for all sorts of things, and I'm looking at the entire chart together. So it's never one element in isolation. But genius does come down to the incarnation cross in a lot of ways. And this is where I think the gene keys is incredibly beneficial, because human design gives us that mechanical process. How do I know that I'm in alignment moment to moment? As a manifesting generator, I know that I have to be saying yes from my sacral, not from my mind, in order to be in flow and in alignment with my purpose, in order to be saying yes to the right things so that my purpose unfolds. I know that I need to wait out my decisions through my emotional wave. And understanding that the mechanics of it help me not get caught in my mind. But then there's this other element of it because what human design will tell you is that if you follow your strategy and authority, your purpose will just unfold. And that's true. But if we want it to go faster, and if we want to start to dive into the more feminine side of it and understanding ourselves, not just if we're following our aligned path through our strategy and authority, but to start answering some of those questions and honestly telling us the work that we have to do. Because it is work. Human design is just showing us what our potential is. So when I'm doing a reading with somebody and I'm sitting down, whether I'm doing a foundational reading where I'm telling them how their energy works, or I'm going into a business reading where I'm giving them the breakdown of their entire chart and what all of those activations mean and how it relates to their business and their message, no matter which one I'm doing, I am looking at the whole chart. We break down the ingredients of the recipe and we look at them all, but then we have to cook them and simmer them together and figure out what does this dish come together as? Because the ingredients themselves are not enough on their own. You're going to have to combine them and put them together and simmer them or freeze them or whatever needs to happen in order for the chemical reaction to happen so that it becomes the dish that we set out to make. Your chart is the meal that you are. It is the culmination of all of it. But the ingredients matter. Understanding what your ingredients are inform and tell you what the dish is going to become. So I'm looking at everything together. But when I break it down and I say, what's the piece that's going to help somebody really connect to their innate genius? What's the work that you have to do? The work of your incarnation cross is going to give you the greatest bang for your buck in this department. And it's what I'm always coming back to with my clients. So inside my Business by Design mentorship, everybody gets a foundational reading, they get a business reading. And then we have weekly calls where we're constantly working on bringing this all together and bringing their design into a high expression so it can become this really powerful message and this really powerful business. Now, in Monday's episode, I touched on the concept of helping an earlier version of ourselves, that our chart tells us where we started in life and it tells us where we're going and it tells us the viewpoint that we've had throughout that entire journey. So there's a reason that we tend to end up helping an earlier version of ourselves. And if you're listening to this and you're coaching or something, you've probably done that where your avatar started out as some older version of you. And that keeps evolving over time. But you have to have helped that earlier version of yourself. You have to have overcome something in order to help someone else overcome something. You can't be stuck in the same spot. So what does that journey look like? What's the work going to look like? And I think the Gene Keys has done this amazing job of giving the conscious sun gate the title of being your life's work. The work you're going to have to do the most in your life on yourself is going to be around your conscious sun. Because if your conscious sun is living in the shadow, then your light, which is what your conscious sun represents, the light you shine in this world, will be dim because it's in the shadow. And then you're casting a shadow out and not the light that you are trying to. So your genius lies in all four of those gates. It's in the conscious sun, the conscious earth, the unconscious sun, and the unconscious earth. But that conscious sun gate is the crux of all of it. We start there for a reason. It's the first stop on the train. Why? Because if that is in shadow, it's going to throw off all the rest of it. It's the biggest energy in your chart. It's the biggest representation of you. And it's going to show you what your life's work is. Now, we often misinterpret that as being, this is my brand. This is what I have to put out there. You're missing something. It's called your life's work because it is the work you are going to have to do throughout your life. This will make you an expert in this particular topic more than anything else. It will naturally become the work that you put out naturally in your life if you've done the work. If you haven't done the work, if you're just looking for a definition of that gate, and then you try to slap it on an offer, My conscious sun gate is the gate of confusion. Try that on for size. When you're just looking for an answer and someone tells you that conscious sun gate is going to be your brand, and then you look at it and you say, it's the gate of confusion. What? Or maybe you have gate 3, which is actually coming up right now. Gate 3, the gate of limitation. Ugh. My brand is limitation? My brand is confusion? It doesn't sound terribly empowering. And that's where it started. I was like, well, how's my brand the gate of confusion? My brand is confusion? No. Then I looked at the city and the city is illumination. Okay, that one I can work with. Illumination. What do I have to illuminate? I have to do the work to start to understand how I help people. I had to dive into, what does gate 64 mean to me? What has my journey been with confusion and imagination and illumination? Now, I have landed on the fact that I am here to illuminate a new way. I'm here to shine a light and to help people see greater possibility. But I had to see greater possibility for myself before I could slap that on an offer or say that with any sort of confidence in a show like this. Whether you're my person or not, and you're receiving that is a different story. But I wouldn't have been able to say that before with real confidence that resonated from me, where that came out as being like, yeah, I think she actually can help people with that. That is what I do. Why? Because that is my life's work. But I have taken on that work. I have done the work. You cannot live and build a business around the potential of your life's work if you have not done the work. And that's where people get stuck. So they do a reading and they get the answer and then they walk away and they're like, why can't I fit this into my business? I'm so confused. I don't know how to do this. It's the reason my program's a year. It's the reason that we nurture you through the transformational process of forgetting who you've always been that is not aligned with who you are, doing the work that is aligned with your design, and becoming this newer, higher version of yourself that was always there. But now we've chipped away and we have opened up and unlocked those closed doors, those locked gates within you. Now you can shine differently. There are no more doors closed that are blocking your light. Someone asks you a question about that work. Somebody asked me about confusion. I can talk to you about confusion. I can give you a million ways to Sunday to get out of confusion. I understand it better than anybody else. Unless you've got that gate, you've done the work too. This is a key theme for me. So if you need help getting out of confusion, if you need clarity, I am confident I can help you get there. And I am not rocked when someone comes in my world and they get confused. Because, girl, I've been there. But I also understand how to illuminate the way out of it. That's the power of doing the work. That's the power of going deep. So if you're interested in going deep into this and human design in your business and go more into this topic, the strategic elements in your business, as well as these energetic elements and how to go into what I call the authority matrix, which are the 8 areas that I look at the most when I'm looking at a chart. If you want to dive into that with me, please join us in the Authority Accelerator. We're going right now and you can join us, hop in, catch up on the replays. We give you time to do that. We don't have every single day jam-packed. We give you time to do that over the weekend. You have time to catch up. Please join us. You will love it, I promise. And it's free, so there's very little risk involved. So if you want to join us and register, please DM me on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. DM me the word masterclass. If you just want to go to the website and sign yourself up and not talk to me in the DMs, that is fine too. Go to NicoleLano.com/masterclass and we'll take care of you there. So thank you so much for being here. I hope this helped you understand how you can illuminate your own journey of stepping into your zone of genius so that you can speak with as much conviction and confidence as I do about my ability to get people out of confusion and get them clarity that they are looking for. It's my specialty. If you want a specialty like that, I hope that you join us there. And I hope that this episode gave you a little taste and helped illuminate a little bit of what that journey can look like. So thank you for being here, making it all the way to the end of the episode with us. I appreciate you. Remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thanks for letting us help you in becoming unshakable with human design, everybody. We'll see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to NicoleLano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.